Okay, friends, today we are reading a story called Clever Jack Takes the Cake. This was written by Candace Fleming, and the art is by G. Brian Karas. And it's read today by Mommy and Philip. So buckle your safety belts, everyone. We are off on a big adventure.
3GN. I'm a stormtrooper.
Oh, are you now a stormtrooper instead?
Philip G. PGN.
PGM.
The stormtrooper.
Are you ready for your story, stormtrooper? Reporting for duty?
Okay. You can call me Finn. I just stole another suit.
Wow. Amazing. Well, let's try not to be stealing any suits while we're having story time, okay?
I just found some guards and they had a red suit. And I took it.
Oh, so much to process. Would you like to take a break and have a story and then go back to being a spy or a stormtrooper?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you ready for your story now? All right, here we go.
You can stop whispering.
Okay, I will stop whispering. Here we go. One summer morning long ago, a poor boy named Jack found an invitation slipped beneath his cottage door. It read, "His Majesty the King cordially invites all the children of the realm to the princess's 10th birthday party tomorrow afternoon in the castle courtyard."
"A party?" exclaimed Jack. "For the princess?"
His mother sighed. "What a shame you can't go."
"Why not?"
asked Jack.
"Because we've nothing fine enough to give her," his mother replied. "And no money to buy a gift."
Jack had to admit his mother was right. His pockets were empty, except for a few matchsticks he always carried. As for their few belongings, a spinning wheel, a threadbare quilt, a pitted axe, what princess wanted those? Do you know what a spinning wheel is?
What?
It is a tool that is used to make thread. You take, like cotton or something like that, and you run it over this wheel and it thins out the material so that you can string it into a string, like a thread. And a pitted axe. Ooh, that's a hard one. Do you know what an axe is, right? Mm-hmm. It's how you chop things down. So if it's pitted, it means that there are bumps in it that keep it from being really smooth and strong, so it doesn't really do a good job. And a threadbare quilt. Do you know what that means?
It's a blanket with thread.
Uh-huh, exactly. It's a blanket that has been loved and used so much that the threads have come loose.
Just like
Philip's one. It's true, friends. Philip has a threadbare quilt. It's awful, but it's true. He does have it. Maybe Mommy should replace it, or we could let it go?
No.
No? Okay. I would never dream of letting Blanky go. You're right. Okay.
The boy thought a moment. "Then I will make her something," he declared. "I will make her a cake."
"From what?" asked his mother. "From the dust in the cupboard? From the dirt on the floor?"
"I have a better idea," said Jack.
So that same morning, he traded his axe for two
bags of sugar and his quilt for a sack of flour. Then he gave the hen an extra handful of seed in exchange for 2 fresh eggs, and he kissed the cow on her nose for a pail of her sweetest milk. He gathered walnuts, he dipped candles, and in the strawberry patch, he searched and searched and searched until he found the reddest, juiciest, most succulent strawberries in the land. "Delicious," said Jack as he plucked it from its stem. "Do you know what succulent means?"
"No."
"Can you take a guess? If I say that it's a red, juicy, most succulent strawberry?"
"Sweet."
"It holds its fluids, yep. It's going to have a lot of juices, yummies, yummy flavors. It'll be soft and delicious for him to eat, for her to eat. I think he's going to give it to the princess. Let's see." Then he set to work, churning, chopping, blending, and baking. That same night, Jack stood back to admire his creation. Two layers of golden sweet cake, covered in buttery frosting and ringed with 10 tiny candles. Across the cake's top, walnuts spelled out, "Happy birthday, princess." And in the very center, in the place of honor, sat the succulent strawberry. "What a fine, fine gift," said Jack's mother. And Jack grinned. "And I would say that is amazing and yum. And let's hope and pray that the princess does not have a tree nut allergy." Turning the page. Oh my. Early the next morning, with combed hair and clean shirt, Jack set off for the castle, holding the cake proudly before him. Before long, he came to a bloom-speckled meadow. "Perhaps I should pick a bouquet for the princess," thought Jack, just as 24 blackbirds rose into the air. Now, why do you suppose it's said like that, 24 blackbirds? Because before people, actually in lots of places they still do, they go the smaller number before the larger number when they're describing a number. Not so everywhere, but that was commonly done, is commonly done in some places.
24.
Exactly, there's 24 blackbirds. Well done. Like a sudden storm, a summer storm cloud, they swirled around the cake, pecking, nipping, flapping, picking. "Get back," hollered Jack. "I'm taking this cake to the princess." Cackled the birds, but as quickly as they'd come, they were gone, taking with them the walnuts that spelled "Happy Birthday, Princess." Jack looked at his gift.
"At least I still have the 2 layers of cake and the 10 candles and the succulent strawberry,"
he said, holding the cake proudly before him. Jack continued on to the castle. Before long, he came to a bridge.
"Toll!"
a voice demanded. Out stepped a wild-haired troll.
"No one crosses my bridge without paying."
"But I haven't any money," said Jack.
The troll licked his lips.
"But you do have a cake.
I'm taking this to the princess,
said Jack.
And just how will you get there?
Growled the troll.
You and your cake are on this side of the river. The princess is on that side, and my bridge is the only way across.
Jack considered the problem.
I will make you a deal. If you let me cross, I will give you half this cake.
Agreed,
grunted the troll. So Jack slid out one layer, and as the troll slobbered and gobbled, crossed the bridge.
On the other side, he looked down at his gift. At least I still have a layer of cake, 10 candles, and the succulent strawberry, he said.
Holding the cake proudly before him, Jack continued on to the castle. Before long, he came to the forest. No birds chirped here. No squirrels chittered. As if under a spell, the entire wood lay silent, sleeping. Only the wind seemed to whisper, "Beware, beware." Pulling the cake closer, Jack pressed on. The road grew narrower, the trees grew thicker, the light grew dimmer. Soon it was so dark that Jack couldn't see the cake in front of his face.
"Turn back," the wind whispered. "Turn back." "I can't," cried Jack. "I'm taking this cake to the princess!"
And he reached into his pocket for a matchstick, struck it on his shoe, and lit one of the 10 candles.
The tiny flame cast a magical circle of light. In its warm glow, Jack carefully made his way forward. But
the little candle quickly burned down and snuffed out. So Jack lit a second candle, but he had not gone much further before it too snuffed out. So Jack lit a third, and then a fourth, and then a fifth, until the 10th and final candle fluttered, sputtered to its end. And as it did, the road widened, the trees thinned, and the bright sunlight shone once more. Jack looked down at his gift.
At least I still have a layer of cake and the succulent strawberry,
he said. Holding the cake proudly before him, Jack continued on to the castle. Before long, he came to a clearing.
"Good morning, young sir,"
called out an old gypsy woman. Hold my hand. Let's see what happens.
"Have you come to see Samson dance?"
At the sound of his name, the bear rose up on his hind legs.
"I don't have time," replied Jack. "I'm taking this cake to the princess."
Then we shall make it a quick jig, said the gypsy, snatching up her concertina.
No, no.
That's like a little accordion.
Oompa, oompa,
wheezed the instrument. Shuffle, shuffle, kick, danced the bear.
Tap, tap, tap,
went Jack's foot as he set down the cake to dance with his new friends.
Gulp. Hey,
cried Jack.
That bear ate the princess's cake.
Let's see what happens next.
Patooey! Putting out the strawberry, said the gypsy. Oh, Samson hates fruit.
Jack looked down at his gift, and for several seconds, he was unable to speak. Finally, he said,
at least I still have this. The reddest, juiciest, most succulent strawberry in the land.
And, holding the strawberry proudly before him, Jack continued on to the castle. Across the drawbridge, through the fortress walls, straight into the courtyard. What a sight! There, smack in the center of all the merry festivities, sat the princess on her velvet throne, a long line of guests stretched before her. One by one, they presented her with their gifts, each more fabulous than the last. But even the most magnificent treasures did not seem to interest her highness.
What was the treasure?
Let's see.
More rubies,
she said with a bored yawn.
How tiresome. Another tiara. How dull.
Joining the line, Jack glanced down at his humble gift.
And just what have you brought the princess?
A guard asked from behind him.
A strawberry,
said Jack.
The reddest, juiciest, most succulent one in the land.
He held it out for the guard to see.
Oh, that is a fine piece of fruit, agreed the guard. But I cannot allow you to give it to the princess.
Why not?
Asked Jack.
Because she is allergic to strawberries,
said the guard.
One taste and she swells up like a balloon.
No!
Gasped Jack.
Yes,
said the guard.
Oh, I'm sorry, but you will have to give it to me.
Reluctantly, Jack handed over the strawberry. I think that guard should have been told that
just a little bit ago, that strawberry was in the mouth of a bear. Might have some germs. You might want to wash it off.
I want to pause really quick by saying, right now you might be feeling very, very sad. Philip has a very sad face on right now. But I think this story is going to end very well. Let's see what happens. Now, Jack found himself at the front of the line. The princess turned her gaze to him.
And what have you brought me?
She asked. Jack gulped. He blushed. He shuffled his feet.
Well?
Jack took a deep breath and knelt down before her.
Your Highness, he began, let me explain what happened.
And he told the princess about trading the ingredients to bake the golden sweet cake just for her. He told her about the swirling storm of blackbirds, the wild-haired troll, the dark, dark wood. He told her about the old gypsy woman and her concertina and the bear who loved to dance but hated fruit.
And in the end,
said Jack,
I still had the succulent strawberries, but...
The boy sighed.
You're allergic to strawberries.
He waited for her to yarn.
So the guard ate it,
he concluded. The princess laughed and clapped her hands in delight.
A story?
She exclaimed.
And an adventure story at that! Oh, what a fine gift!
Then the princess rose from her throne and proclaimed,
Time for birthday cake, and my new friend Jack shall have the honor of cutting it.
And in the end, friends, we see Jack has got a big slice of cake and the princess has got a big slice of cake. And he has his arms up wide telling her another story and she is leaning on her cushion looking at him with a big smile because I think he brought her the best present of all, didn't he? A story. And do you want to know what I think? A story is the greatest present that you can give anyone. And that, my friends, is, say it with me,
the